fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. I'm going to pick up where I left off yesterday, taking a look at a short little book by Catholic professor, philosopher Joseph Pieper, who was one of the great Catholic philosophers in the 20th century. He wrote a little book put together called A Brief Reader on the Virtues of the Human Heart, put out by Ignatius Press. I love this little book and have given it to many people over the years, friends, as a gift, and would encourage you to do the same. And yesterday, what I did was begin by talking about what Pieper's doing in this short little book. He's talking about virtue, but he's talking about virtue in a particular way, and that is that the Christian understanding of the image of man, what is it? You know, today there's so much in our society, there's such a battle on fundamental level of what does it mean to be a man? What does it mean to be a woman? How can one find human fulfillment? Is there a fundamental identity and a fundamental good that all humans should pursue? And the church has a lot to say and a lot to give the culture if we live what we've received. And so one of the things I wanted to do leading up to what's coming tomorrow is Ash Wednesday and into the great season of Lent, that penitential season of fasting and abstinence when we pray, we seek the Lord, we dedicate ourselves to good works. But what we hopefully do throughout that season is to allow ourselves to be led by the grace of the Holy Spirit at work within us and through the preaching and leadership of the church to take a deep dive within us, within the heart, within your heart, within my heart, to allow the Holy Spirit to help us see where we are in relationship to what's most fundamental in our lives. The season of Lent, as I mentioned yesterday, is a season of both looking backward to our baptism, but also looking forward to those who will be baptized in the parishes and the churches across the world, because it all starts with baptism. It's when we are literally born again by water and the Spirit, and we have the stain of original sin removed from us, and we're put in right relationship with God by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the power of his cross, his death on the cross applied to our lives, our sin natures being crucified in Christ in baptism, and he gives us a share in what belongs to him. The new creation that was born, is born, is alive in the person of Jesus Christ. And so we've been given that life, and now it's a new beginning. That's what it means you're born again. And it's from that new beginning that the work of God begins to flow and take shape. And each and every one of us are born free with a will to say yes to God or to say no to God, to cooperate with the Lord and the Lord's work or not. And each and every one of us, we know we want to do, at least the vast majority of us want to do the right thing, but it's a one step forward, two steps back approach sometimes because of our own weakness and the weakness of concupiscent desires, that is, unredeemed desires that are still present in our lives that we need to subdue and bring under the grace and power of the Holy Spirit. Now, yesterday, I read what Dr. Pieper described as seven theses that St. Thomas Aquinas articulated that describe the Christian image of man. And it's the seven virtues, three theological virtues, four cardinal virtues. And here's how he describes virtue first. He said, virtue is the utmost of what a woman can be, what a man can be. It is the realization of the human capacity for being. Now, some of this stuff is going to sound a little bit philosophical, and it may not grab you the first time around. I hope it does, but virtue is first the utmost of what a person can be. So that's what, when St. Thomas Aquinas is talking about the seven theses of both theological and moral virtues, the habits that orient us toward becoming all that we're meant to be, the utmost that God has created us to be, really human perfection. I mean, we're moving toward, by God's grace, human perfection, which will be given to us by God's mercy if we make it there, if we continue to follow the Lord seriously when we enter into his glory. And he completes the work that he's begun in us. But what is that work? That work is conforming us to the image of the person of Jesus Christ. And human life then for the Christian becomes a daily cooperation with the work of the Holy Spirit, who is working to conform us to the person of Jesus Christ. The Lord is discipling each and every one of us through His Holy Spirit at work in us. And the road to sanctity is the road of cooperating with the Lord's work, putting the Lord's work first in your life, so you can become in this world the utmost of what you were called to be and what you were made for. And virtue gives us some understanding of the direction the Holy Spirit is moving each one of us into. So as you enter the season of Lent, I think a very valuable thing is keep this in mind. What does the Holy Spirit want to do? And He wants me to turn away from sin, for sure. We're often very much aware of that, and we should. And He wants us then to subdue, as I've said a number of times, to subdue the powers in us, the unruly passions in us, the indifference toward God, the anger, the bitterness, the resentment, the unforgiveness, the lust, the hatred, the things that are present still in the human heart, to subdue those by the grace of God, who wants to bring us to a place of increasing self-mastery. So I'm not a slave to my feelings. I'm not a slave to my emotions. I'm a servant of Christ. And I live at service of love. I'm moved by love, the love of Christ that has laid hold of me. And it's shaping me. And that shape looks like what Dr. Pieper here is talking about as he's echoing St. Thomas Aquinas, the seven theses of the image of man. I'm going to read them again today and then break them down a little bit. So the first one is the Christian is one who in faith becomes aware of the reality of the triune God. Christian faith is a response to a word from God. God's word is not only given to us throughout the Old Testament, through the patriarchs, through the prophets, where the sort of gradual revelation, God's taking the initiative to make Himself known to us. We can know something about God through nature, through the light of reason, but we can't know God the way we can know Him now without His revelation. I mean, nature and creation itself is a word. It's God communicating. The heavens proclaim the greatness of God, right? The Psalms tell us. Because we know some magnificent, glorious, intelligent being has created this wonder we call the creation and the universe. But to know God personally, who God is in His essence, it can only come to us by God's revelation. So God speaks His word to us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through Him. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. Who's that? It's Jesus, the Word of God. In the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman. God spoke through the prophets, but now He speaks to us through His Son. And God reveals Himself in Jesus, for God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. And so we see that God is love, that God is a person. Jesus helps us see and understand His revelation that God is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is merciful. God is kind. God is just. God is almighty. God is holy. God is glorious. God is a Father. Jesus reveals all that to us. And so the gift of faith is a theological virtue given to us. It's an infused virtue. It's a gift given to us by God. It's a gift to be able to receive Jesus' teaching and God's revelation and believe it. And faith is the not only acknowledging the truth of it, but it's surrendering our will, our mind, our heart, our emotions to God in trust, saying yes to that revelation, accepting it as God speaking to you directly about who you are, about who He is, and what He's called you to be. So faith is a kind of starting point for us. Our eyes are opened. We can see now a truth that we could not see on our own. And we'll see, as I talk about Pieper over these next few days, you see that truth and being rightly related to the truth and having the right disposition toward the truth, to be receptive to the truth as it really is, not as I want it to be, not as I define it to be, but as truth unfolds itself to the humble heart that's receptive in a posture of silent listening to God's communication. So step one is God revealing Himself in His Son. Number two, The Christian strives in hope for the total fulfillment of his being in eternal life. So hope is a theological virtue. It's related to faith. They're very, very much connected to each other because faith is a way of seeing and a way of knowing. That's a dimension of faith. It's a way of seeing God and God's purpose and plan for us in his son Jesus. And what we see through his incarnation, life, passion, death, and resurrection, and ascension to the right hand of the Father, is we see our destiny. We understand now there's more to life than what's right here, and death does not get the final word. That Christ has shed his light in the darkness. He's passed from death to life, and he's the new creation, the new reality, the existence beyond death, the new humanity is born in the person of Jesus Christ. And faith allows us to see it, the glory of God shining on the face of Jesus Christ. And we see in that the promise of our own future. And therefore we have hope. Hope is the confident expectation that what I see in Jesus Christ and the promises he's given to me are trustworthy and true. And I can stake my life on it. I know where my life is headed. I know what my life is about. This is the most important thing that's going down in my life. So that's two of the three theological virtues. And so the third, he goes on to say, is the Christian directs himself in the divine virtue of love to an affirmation of God and neighbor that surpasses the power of any natural love. So there's a natural love human beings share. But the love that we're given through the gift of the Holy Spirit is agape love. It's the love that Christ showed us to lay down one's life for another, to will the good of another as other, to say yes to God's ultimate purpose for each human being that we know. We say yes to the dignity of the person, even though they may not see it in themselves. By faith, we're able to see and grasp the image and the imprint and the stamp of God's own life upon each person. And we want to will the good for that person. So love would never lead us to mistreat a person, to abuse a person, to treat another person as a means to some end that we want to achieve. But we see every person as an end, as somebody created with their own dignity by God, God breathing life into them. So the theological virtue of love allows us, he says, leads us to the affirmation of God. Isn't that an interesting way to express it? It's a way of saying yes to God. It's the great amen. It's to will whatever God wills. It's Jesus saying, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. That's what it means for us to love God. Why Jesus underlined to his apostles, he said it time and again. He knew they wanted to follow him and love him, but they were like every human being, says, how do I love? What is love? And how do I love? Jesus said, listen to this. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's the measure. That's how Jesus understands if we're really loving. Am I willing? Am I saying yes to? Am I saying amen to God and God's plan and God's purpose? It's so beautiful. Tune in again tomorrow, friends. Tomorrow's Ash Wednesday. Don't forget to get your ashes. We'll talk to you then. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.